"Let me just run this by my lawyer" is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print? Or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from, with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere, and each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Bissell Pluma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.
What a wonderful day. The John and Ken Show. John Cobell and Ken Champeau, KFI AM 640, live everywhere on the iHeart Radio app. We are here to spread love and tolerance and acceptance.
I don't know.
What?
You just mock everyone's fall.
I do.
That's what you love best.
Because these hypocritical a-holes have been preening and pontificating, full of their pompous lectures. They're all politically correct progressives, and they're always preaching about diversity and tolerance, and then the hate and the racism. It's like F and you. This is what you're about. They're always projecting on everyone else. This is what this crowd does all day, every day. This is just a random conversation they taped among these LA City Council members, a random one. If you taped them every day and they didn't know it, what do you think you'd hear? You'd hear this every day because they're phonies. They're frauds. They're fakes. They're
Remember
like everybody
what a
else.
Radio consultant said to us like 30 years ago, don't worry about ripping the politicians. Everyone thinks they're a-holes.
And yeah, but they do vote for them, though, don't they?
But nobody votes. That's the other thing.
But you know what? I mean, it's all our favorites here. I mean, they all...
except one of the victims is not our favorite and perhaps our biggest demon. So there's a other side to the story. The victim, Mike Bonin.
The thing is, it shows how much he's hated by everyone.
Oh, I know.
I mean, nobody likes him. They hate him so much in the city council, they went after his son. How about that?
Now, this part's important, the context of this. These conversations took place a year ago. Somebody leaked the audio into public view yesterday. We still don't know who did that, huh? And they didn't even know they were being recorded. I love the way Sadio said, I don't remember the conversation.
Well, yeah, because that's every day for him.
The key is what they were talking about. And this shows you what politicians are really all about. This is one of the most important takeaways from this. Redistricting. Right now, the claws are out, the fangs are out, because they want to draw the map just so they have long-term stability. That's really what this was about. And maybe to help some of their favorites, and then, of course, to hurt some of their enemies. That's what they were talking about in this conversation. Redistricting. It's usually boring, but in the case of these comments, because this is where they took shots at their fellow council members, that's really what's underneath all this.
It's how they make their
money. And you're right, their true feelings came out.
That's how they make their money, is by having a district to guarantee their job for as long as term limits allow. And they also want assets in their community, because that gives them influence, and that leads to more campaign contributions.
Yeah, if you've ever seen these council maps, even the U.S., like house maps, and they're crazy because people pore over data to figure out exactly, quote, where their voters are, and they draw the district in weird boundaries sometimes. And that district that Nithya Raman's in, holy man, they gave her a few shots too, didn't they? It's bizarre looking.
They all
it stretches all the way from like Los Feliz up through the valley and over. It's like crazy looking.
Yeah, so basically, you know, it's the Hispanics versus the black council people. And that's all they talk about. That's all they care about. By the way, did you notice they didn't say anything about, oh, I don't know, tens of thousands of homeless people living and dying on the streets? Did they say anything about all the crime and all the people who've gotten murdered, all the homes that have been burglarized? No, that didn't come up in conversation, did it?
They say it's just anything about the voters. About they're trying to figure out where their voters are.
No, well, yeah, but the voters are the people who are suffering from their policies.
They're not voting any different. I say I'm giving them the finger, too, until they do something.
Oh, I know. But you can see they don't care about any of this. Because
we're going to find out in 1 month if they make any change at all with this mayor's race, and I kind of doubt it. That would tell me, if somehow Caruso wins, that there's some light there. Just a little bit.
Caruso had a great statement he put out, though. You know, after the denunciation of all the bad language and name-calling, he said, now these are all Karen Bass supporters here, which is perfect because Karen Bass is one of these people. These are her buddies.
Does he have any support besides Buscaino on the
No, would you want the support of any of these people?
Well, no. We've watched them for too many years.
Right, okay.
And we watched the council turn over, and it's the same complaints we have. But, just the same hack, different name.
What I'm saying, it makes the point perfectly. You want more of the same. Look at the people who support her. The people who support her are the ones who are engaging all that nasty racism on this tape. All this aggressive language in order to grab their territory, and none of these people care about making LA more livable. None of them at all. They just want to own a piece of LA so they can personally profit from it.
And doesn't it make sense that the fourth person on this call is a labor hack? Perfect, right? Los Angeles County Federation of Labor President Ron Herrera.
Well,
the last Latino on this recording.
They finance all this garbage.
Because he's another power player. Also looking to see, with redistricting, where can we do well? How can we get our people into office to vote for all sorts of union benefits and take all the taxpayer money? It all fits together. So the update today, in case you haven't heard, but it's been big news for hours now, the city council president has resigned, Nuri Martinez, from that position. She's not resigned from the council, just as the council president.
Well, who cares? That's nonsense.
Oh, I know.
That's not much of a resignation.
No.
So now we go back and
take a look at just the last couple of years. Who have we lost? Well, we've got three involved in corruption, right?
Yeah.
Jose Huizar, who's still awaiting trial. You have Mitch Englander, who I guess finished his jail term finally. And then, of course, Mark Ridley Thomas, who's
awaiting
facing trial.
Yeah. And now you have three more caught on tape here.
It's only 15 seats.
Indulging their racism. So now we've got six out of the 15 in some kind of trouble. And then you add Mike Bonin and his idiocy.
He's going out.
So. I know, but that's seven out of 15. That are extremely objectionable. Admit Nithya Raman, another person in love with all the disgusting attributes that this out-of-control homeless situation brings
to
the city.
Sedillo's lost. He's leaving.
But I'm saying that's...
And I say that because even though he is a hack, he's getting replaced by another Nithya Raman type.
I know. But I'm saying you add that up. That is eight extremely objectionable council people just off the top of my head.
And it looks like another seat that could be lost is your cruise ship guy. Mitch O'Farrell may also lose to another Nithya Raman.
Did you hear how they were talking about him? They were calling him a diva.
Yeah, I think we have all that. Yeah, what do you think? We got like 10 cuts to play here.
What do you think that's code for?
yeah. Well, I heard everyone say racist and homophobic comments, so
right, yeah,
I think we know what that's code for.
But this is the stuff they preach constantly about. Constantly.
Yeah, they call Bonin a bitch. A B-word.
Yeah, right.
So that's another coded reference.
Yeah, there you go. Let's hear it again for diversity. I mean, today is Indigenous People's Day. We should celebrate everyone's origins here. This crowd just makes me vomit. They really do.
All right, we're going to start playing the audio coming up after the break. I don't know. You take your pick, which
I don't know.
They're all good.
It's Christmas morning.
A lot of them are fairly short, so we can get through them mostly through the hour.
I'm looking at like a 10 wrapped presents in front of me.
I know. Well, all right, we'll begin when we come back. A lot of it is Nuri Martinez, Los Angeles City Council member, saying some pretty nasty things about some of her council cohorts. She was joined by Gil Cedillo and Kevin DeLeon in this conversation about a year ago. More coming up. John and Ken, KFI AM 640, live everywhere in the iHeartRadio app. I'm actually reading the words right now that are coming out of the mouths of like Nuri Martinez on these, this conversation that got recorded a year ago. Three Latino council members and a labor hack. The part we're going to start with is the Mike Bonin stuff.
Yep.
And the reason they were talking about Mike Bonin and Mike Bonin's son, who's adopted and is black, so you know all that, is because council members Curran Price and Marquise Harris Dawson, this is all about redistricting, they're fighting over which one of them should represent USC and Exposition Park once the new maps are done. That apparently was a big issue to them because those are big prizes, I guess, in their district side.
Oh, yeah. It gives them power and influence and leads to more campaign money.
Exactly. USC is a powerful place in that part of town.
All kinds of people at USC are going to be writing you campaign checks. Yes.
So we'll start with clip number two, and you're going to hear Nuri Martinez talking about Bonin and Bonin's young son.
Whatever the kid's name is, I'm like, it's like the oddest thing. It's like black and brown on this float. And then there's this white guy with this little black kid who's misbehaved. Este niño has no, he's, they're not even, yeah, no, they're not doing, the kid is bouncing off the effing walls on the float, practically tipping it over. There's nothing you can do to control him. Parece changuito. And I'm just like, oh my God.
So she's talking about a parade that apparently Bonin and his son were standing on a float, and Bonin's young son was a little hyper. And I guess he was rocking it. She was concerned that the float was going to fall over. She said something like, it was me and Karen Bass are the only people keeping that float from tipping over or something like that.
Is that the clip where he called, she called him a chuggito?
Yeah, it's in there. You didn't hear it. It kind of went by.
It's a little
muffled. It's in there.
Okay.
All right, try to find that part for crying.
Is it chuggito?
Oh, right
there. That's it
there. Okay. Because that's Spanish.
That's the insult, huh?
Spanish for little monkey. Yeah. So that's usually considered derogatory. Now,
right.
why did that bother her so much that the kid was jumping up and down? Has she been around children?
I don't know.
Well,
some people, I don't know if she has children or what they were like, and some people just get really, right. Drives them crazy.
Because they're nasty people. Here's cut number three. More of Nuri Martinez beating on Bonin's child.
They're raising him like a little white kid, which I was like, this kid needs a beat down. Like, let me take him around the corner and then I'll bring him back.
Yeah.
¿Se me entiendes? Ven para acá.
It's a pinch.
Yeah.
But yeah, this is the fourth
button. So anyways, getting back to redistricting.
Yeah.
They're raising him like a little white kid. I was like, this kid needs a beatdown. Let me take him around the corner, then I'll bring him back.
Wow. Wow. after I whack the little three-year-old.
Yeah, she also calls him, do we have this in the next clip? Sue Negrito, they had a little discussion that Bonin handles the child like he is a fashion accessory. That Bonin likes to bring, you know, the idea, and this is not completely unreal, that some white people, if they adopt a black child, are just so proud they're doing their part. So he carries them around like a Louis Vuitton bag or a Goyard bag. Deborah Mark, what's a Goyard bag?
I have no idea.
Well, it's another high-end fashion brand.
Well, yes.
Well, we could have guessed that, Eric, but I just wanted something
thanks,
more specific.
Well, it was DeLeon who compared Bonin carrying the
oh
boy
yeah
around.
That's DeLeon, right,
like
an accessory,
like holding a Louis Vuitton bag,
right? So that DeLeon chimed in with that line.
That was his contribution to the attack on a three-year-old. But we had DeLeon pegged as a phony a-hole many years ago. He is a piece of work.
Now this next clip, wow, she's even turning on her own people, Oaxacan Mexicans from the Oaxacan state of Mexico.
Apparently a number
There's
of
There's a community in Koreatown, yeah.
Yeah, and she doesn't like that the Oaxacans live in Koreatown.
Let's listen to Nuri Martinez mostly going off here.
Yeah, that's called Cape Town.
Yes. I see a lot of little short, dark people.
Yeah, Puro Oaxacan. Puro Oaxacan Koreans. Not even like Kevin, little ones.
I don't know what village they came out of, how they got here, but they're wearing shoes.
I get what we have to do, right? Just massage to create districts that benefit you all, right? And the future.
Yep.
But we got to figure out Mark C, too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You know, that benefits you three.
Because if the African Americans look at this, now that he, Meyer might not be suspended, I don't know what's going to happen. I think he should be, but anyhow, if he goes away.
You mean resign, not suspended?
No, here's.
You're right. I see, there is a difference.
If he resigns,
and the African Americans look at this as a hostile takeover because he's gone, we all have to figure that out. Because politically, they're going to come after
him. Yeah, but can I say something right now? And this is what I call the Wizard of Oz effect.
This is DeLeon. Kevin DeLeon.
What I mean by the Wizard of Oz effect is when you're on the side of the curtain, it's like this big voice.
Yeah.
And it sounds big. And it sounds like there's thousands of them. And then when you actually pull the curtain, is that you see the little Wizard of Oz.
Yeah.
You know what?
I've never watched the movie.
It's the same thing.
Mm-hmm. All right.
It's real simple. You got 100 people, right? 52 of them are Mexicano. I feel pretty good about it. Yeah. I feel pretty good about my chances of beating your
25 are black. And the 25 blacks are shouting. But they shout like they're 250.
Yeah.
When there's 100 of us, it sounds like 10 of us.
Everything is racial that they're talking about,
right? Yeah, because that's all they think about. And they want to think about how to divide up the races to preserve their power.
This is about Nithya Raman, actually, because this is the Koreatown area that they are talking about. The conversation is about redistricting.
Right. So,
by the way, they were mad at the redistricting committee, too. They didn't like the way they they appointed them. They're mad with them. They wanted to redo the whole thing, this group.
Well, somebody benefited, but it wasn't these three, I guess.
Right.
You know, what DeLeon was talking about is the Wizard of Oz effect, is that, and he was talking about black voters in particular, or black activists, public officials, is you think there's 100 of them, you think there's 25,000 of them.
And then you pull back the curtain, and just like the wizard, it's just a guy standing back there.
Right, yeah, there's just 100 of them. In other words, I'll translate it. Black people make too much noise. That's what they're saying. That they always get a lot of publicity. There's always make a lot of noise, and there's really not that many of them.
Maybe not voting, and the percentage of the population too has really shrunk in the city of LA.
Oh, it's only 8%.
Yeah.
See, and
Latinos are about half the city.
50% Latino, 8% Black, and the Latino council people say, "Wait, we're 50% of the city, but only a third of the council is Latino." So they think
So if we can fix the district maps, maybe we can improve
exactly.
on that.
Right, yeah. exactly. Right. They're trying to grab more territory to rejigger the maps. If you have 50% of the city and only one-third of the city council, obviously, you're underrepresented, right, mathematically. So they
when you think about it, because Curran Price, Marquise Harris-Dawson, and Ridley Thomas, they were three black members. Three Latino. Based on the percentages you just gave, is out of whack.
They should have one. If you were gonna break up,
if you do everything by quota, right?
Right, exactly.
And these people love quotas, don't they?
Right. So that's what they're angry about, and they're frustrated, and also you don't get much of a turnout among Latino voters. That's been the struggle for decades.
Something else that happened here. We have to go back a moment where they were those slurs against the Oaxacans. Yeah, and we've talked about this before. In countries like Mexico, most of the racism conversation in the United States and from the progressive media is it's just all white people against all other races, right? But Latinos, Mexicans, they do discriminate against darker people of their own race. They do. And that's what they're talking about there.
Yeah, and
the Oaxacans apparently are dark. Short, dark people is what Martinez said.
Yeah, there's a lot of short, dark people in Koreatown. She goes, I don't know what village they came from, how they got here. And then she used the phrase tan fios, they're so ugly.
They're ugly.
So the Oaxacans are so ugly, according to Nuri Martinez.
Wow. Just shows you the whole horrible pecking order of people's perspectives on these kinds of things.
This is all they do. And then they use it as weapons against whites and anyone else that's not in favor. In fact, did you see there were a couple of members of the squadron of columnists with the LA Times, one Hispanic and one black columnist, and they jumped right away within a couple of hours of the news and just bemoaning that this is happening. That black and Hispanic leadership.
I tend to not read those columnists. Oh, but one of them in particular, I will never read or quote on this show ever again.
But they're funny.
And you referred to that person in one of your two ever again. But horrible, stupid hack.
Yeah, but what they both said it was the kind of language you find at a Trump rally. That's what's amazing.
It's the same crowd that's been after Villanueva too, right?
Well, no, they have a racist stereotype in their heads that they're free to put in their columns without any shame, without an editor saying, no, you can't do that. You can't taint every Trump voter or every Trump rally attendee as a racist. But they do, and it gets published, and there's no consequences. So they're complaining about Nuri Martinez's or Kevin DeLeon's racist attacks on Mike Bonin's young black child. And in the same breath, they're also making racist comments against whites and Trump followers. All these progressives are horrible, hypocritical, hateful, racist phonies. The whole lot of them. The bigger the platform, the louder they yell, the bigger the hateful racists they are.
All right, we got some more audio. Bit of a surprise in here. They went after Gascon, the LA County DA.
I'm not surprised. They gave the reason.
They gave the reason. We'll play that. We'll also play them picking on Nithya Ramit again. They really want to get rid of her. I think the quote is, we'd like to put her district in a blender and chop it up so that so she doesn't get reelected.
Well, she's not one of them. She's neither black nor Hispanic.
She is not, right.
So she doesn't fit with any of the tribes.
With their
tribes.
With their tribal corner.
Yep.
Johnny Ken, KFI AM 640 live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app. I was just looking at the names of all 15 Los Angeles City Council members, and there was one Latino who didn't get to be a part of this conversation, Monica Rodriguez. Don't know why. These were like the three power players, these two have been on the council a long time.
Yeah,
they were meeting and discussing redistricting. They were Gil Cedillo and Kevin DeLeon,
but, of course,
the woman at the center of this, Nuri Martinez.
But the highlights had nothing to do with redistricting. It had to do with the Martinez, who hates Mike Bonin and his little adopted black son, called Bonin's son Chaguito, which is Spanish for a little monkey, and said that she'd like to take the kid out for a beatdown.
Hmm.
She's really just an incredibly angry person. I have never heard anybody talk about somebody else's kid like that. That they want to call them a racist name and then want to take them out for a beatdown. Like, what is boiling inside of her about Bonin? I mean, it's misdirected anger. She's projecting it on the kid, but it's really Bonin, I guess, makes them all crazy. As insufferable as he is publicly to deal with,
probably is the same privately.
Yeah.
Don't you think?
Well, often he's, you know, one of maybe two or three votes on the wrong end of some
but look at his personality that we've come to know. He's annoying. He's loud. He thinks he's always right. You don't want to deal with that.
No.
Politicians always talk about, we have to compromise. It's about compromise. I don't think there's any of that in Bonin.
No.
In any manner. So speaking of Bonin, let's go back to the discussion of Mike Bonin. We're going to move to cut number 7. This is once again about the dispute between two black city council people over a territory that should be in their districts, such as USC. And they bring up Mike Bonin here because of the idea that maybe one of the black councilmen could get LAX in his district from Bonin's district. Here we go with cut 7.
So getting back to Marquise, I told Danny, if you want to cut a deal and if you want to make like boss moves, I would go after the airport. He goes, I know that idea. I said, tell Marquise,
don't go after him, leave him alone.
Go get the airport from his little brother, that little Bonin.
I go, what is with the bond? What is with Bond? And I said, Bond thinks he's f-ing black. That guy don't think he's black. I go, he thinks he's black. Excuse I go the same thing.
That's what it was. Nuri Martinez doing most of the talking, using basically the B word several times and F word in there, but saying that Bonin thinks he's black. And Kevin DeLeon chimed in, his kid is. That was part of their whole disparaging segment on Bonin. So.
Boy, she's fixated on the kid. She's fixated on the race of the kid.
It is all about race, though, because the districts are often drawn by race because they believe that people, and people often do, they vote for the person that looks like them.
But the thing is, they're so fixated on color. They are
but more that's because that's how the districts, that's how the voting is going to go, believe.
I know, I understand that. But what I'm saying is they constantly talk about white people being racist, where they, again, they're projecting. They are the ones fixated on color. I don't know anybody who talks about color as much as these people do. In this one conversation, we're playing like 20, 30-second snippets. And look how much of the language is
but
oriented
I think you
about
touched
race
on it
and
before.
Color.
They're bitter because Latinos are half the population of L.A. and they only have four council seats.
Well, maybe if they were better candidates, they'd inspire their own people to vote for them.
They think if they can chop up the districts better.
Sure, because that's the only tactic they have. They can't inspire these people. They're terrible candidates, and it makes most people not want to get near politics. When you hear these people talk, do you really want to go and vote at all? What's the point of this?
Here they are talking about Nithya Raman. Just so you know, since that's what all this is about, she was born in India. Though she's not Latino. Say she didn't really know her background. And of course, we've run into her many times before. She was preceded by David Rue in this council seat. And
she's a female
lot of problems with the homelessness.
Yeah, she's a female Bonin. I mean, she's got gangs that take over homeless encampments.
Yeah,
right,
she's a Democrat socialist.
Right in front of schools, and she doesn't care.
Harvard and MIT, she has degrees.
Yeah, well, that takes all the luster off Harvard and MIT. If this crackpot could get through with degrees from both those schools, I don't think those schools are what they're cracked up to be.
Well, they're no fan of Nithya Raman. Let's play cut number six.
So there's certain people who don't merit like us rescuing them.
Rescuing.
Your comadre, right?
I'm not arguing with you about that.
I know who you know.
Who's your comadre?
Nithya. She doesn't merit, right?
But
she's not our ally. She's not going to help us. Her district is not a district we can count on.
You're saying that's the one to put in the blender and chop up left or right?
Well, that's what they did.
Yeah.
Put it in a blender, chop it up left and right.
Right.
She's not
so
going to help
her
us
district
out.
Gets scattered and she probably won't get reelected.
Right. They're going to take her out.
Yep. That was
all right. Dump her on the side of the road.
Oh, yeah. Let's move to good old Mitch O'Farrell from the cruise ship.
Yes.
Was he a singer or a dancer? Was he?
He was a dancer. He is the cruise ship dancer.
He's front and center today, too, by the way. Do you know why? He's indigenous.
All
yes,
right.
He claims Native American heritage.
Yeah, well, O'Farrell is
well, he might have some indigenous. Irish in there. But
yeah, it's Columbus Day, by the way, just so everyone knows. That's the legal federal holiday, and that's why the government is shut down today. It's because I looked it up. It's officially Columbus Day.
All right, well, this is where he's called a diva. Let's listen to cut number eight.
I'm satisfied. We are satisfied. I'm telling you, okay. with Polanco, that's the K2.5 and amended. We're good with that. So we can live with that. We think it's generous to your guy, Mitch, but we're okay.
Why do you keep
that.
Saying my guy?
Well, he's my guy.
But,
and your guy, Duran's
he's my guy.
Guy.
Where's your protest?
Aren't you not cool with him anymore? I needed a fucking
I've
place
always
for
worked.
I can't need anybody to do my job. Trust me, all these guys,
I'm good with looking
no
at
no offense to both of you, but
look at how hard
I do all the work.
Look how hard I work to not let this be a compare contrast to
Echo Park. I thought you guys were okay. You sound like you guys are okay. Like, in, man, you had me fooled. I'm like, oh, yesterday. Dude, we call it the bromance of COVID bromance. They go on COVID. Yeah, they're like complimenting each other.
Yeah,
and Mr.
Good work,
this,
I
Mr. That, and I'm like, oh, I didn't get the memo.
I distinguish the work and.
And
the
now we're back people. To like battling, so I don't understand.
I'm not battling him. Look at how much I fought to keep him out of this.
He's a teamster. I gotta support him.
Yeah.
Family.
Who?
Mitch.
Is a teamster?
Yeah. That's why this guy that's running from HRE, I already told Susan.
Sometimes you gotta bring people a little closer to try to control them a little bit, like sort of like calm the hell down. I get it. He's a diva. I understand that.
Diva.
Yeah. A diva.
Hey, again, no talk about, 40,000 homeless people in the city. No talk about incredibly high crime rates, all the people dying. Nothing, right? Got fentanyl being sold next door to schools all over town. Nothing about that. They have no interest in any of this.
But this is a meeting about the redistricting. It's not about those issues.
I'm not giving them a pass for that. Do you think
I wasn't expecting you to?
Do you think like? Do you think there's a meeting where they talk about actual solutions to clean up the city? No, there isn't. They could.
Well, sure they do. Let's just spend more money. That's what they just said.
But didn't they? I don't think there's. If you went through recordings of every single thing they've ever uttered in the last 5 years, do you think there's even 10 minutes where they say, "Okay, we're going to clean up the crime in the city.
Here's
we're
going to
clean up the homeless."
There is, but not privately. There are no private conversations like that. Because that's not their interest. They're not
and
it, that, this, you listen how passionate they are about this, because this is their political future.
That's my point. They don't have any passionate conversations because they don't. Look, obviously, the crime's out of control. The homelessness is out of control. Everything they've done has made it worse. Everything they've done has enabled more of it, which means they don't spend any time talking about making it better. It's obvious what you could do to make it better. They refuse to do it, which means they're not even discussing it. They're just letting it lay, laissez-faire. Hey, whatever it is. Now let's go back to the shape of our districts here and how we can control power and money.
All right, when we come back, we got a couple more clips to play, including the one about the L.A. County District Attorney George Gascon. A bit of a surprise since they're just mostly talking about other city council members. This is the, you want to hear the words from the Times? Explosive leaked audio that's roiling L.A.
Sure.
City Hall.
And every one of these.
Racially charged.
And every one of these racists was endorsed by the L.A. Times. This is their crowd. This is Karen Bass's crowd.
Oh, now they're calling for him to resign. Did I see an editorial came out?
Yeah. Why don't you want to go through the list?
Yes, resign, all three of them.
Yeah, well, hey, look, the L.A. Times, whatever influence they have on people, has been behind every one of these candidates in every single election they've ever run in. This is their crowd. These are because they have a lot of black and Hispanic columnists who write about racism all day, every day, 3-4 times a week. Can't get through an issue without some feature about racism, without a column about racism. And this is the crowd that is supposed to make Los Angeles this wonderful, loving, diverse paradise.
All right, more coming up. John and Ken, KFI AM 640, live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app.
Well, we continue to stir the racist stew. That
racially charged.
Nuri Martinez, Kevin DeLeon, and Gil Cedillo, three hateful city council people who, among other things, started attacking verbally Mike Bonin's adopted black son, saying he looked like a monkey. And they did this in English and Spanish, by the way. And Nuri Martinez wanted to take Bonin's son out for a beatdown. They also insulted Oaxacans. A lot of skin color cracks.
The state legislative black caucus in Sacramento has called for all three to resign. Again, the topic was redistricting, where the only thing that matters to these hack politicians is getting enough people of my race into my district so I have a better chance to win.
Well, that's right. So I don't know. Are these Hispanics?
And then, screw the other people we don't like different races.
Are these Hispanic supremacists?
This is how power politics works. That's why the labor guy is there. He's also Latino.
But imagine three white guys. What would they be called by the LA Times and all the other council people?
Oh, my God. If three white guys had talked like this.
Yeah, white supremacists. That's what they'd be called.
That would be, yes.
Okay. All right, so
be the fascist Hitler neo-Nazi gathering.
Sure. So if this is a display,
the Proud Boys, the Oath Keepers. Yeah.
If this is a display of racial supremacy, then I guess that makes this crowd a Hispanic supremacist.
That's why the Times is calling for them to resign, John.
I mean, they
have stepped over the line.
What they're claiming is, hey, we're 50% of the city, and we only have 1/3 of the council seats, so we want a supremacy. We want a majority. We want to be able to control all the votes based on your ethnicity and color of skin.
All right, here's a bit of a surprise. They went after the L.A. County District Attorney, George Gascon, and I guess Ron Herrera, who's the labor hack that's part of this foursome, was talking about how Gascon wanted to get lunch with him. Let's listen.
All the, you know, folks, like with Gascon, he did call me. He wants to have breakfast with me.
What is taking him so long?
I haven't. I just said, hey, we need to talk.
Gil supported him from the...
Don't worry, I got you. Seeing him line up.
Isaac was the first. In the background.
Yeah, somebody said bleep that guy, and then Nuri Martinez mumbles he's with the blacks.
Yeah. Nuri Martinez said both lines.
Yeah.
F that guy, he's with the blacks. Nuri Martinez. Just filled with peace.
Vile,
and love.
Racist.
Yeah.
Tropes. Another good word. Tropes? Yeah. No, tropes are stereotypes, right?
Right, yeah, that's stereotypes.
Oh, yeah, Times just used homophobic tropes, they called it.
Oh. Well, yeah, because...
Racist and homophobic tropes.
Because mentioning that Gil Cedillo and Mitchell Farrell had a COVID bromance. Get that? Whoa. Get that? Bromance? See?
Well...
All right? Okay. And you're not up on your tropes, are you?
Hey, here's somebody else. They said bleep that guy. We have another clip here. They're talking about, we haven't heard this guy's name before, the Valley Councilman, Bob Blumenfield.
Who is not
black. I call him the Blumen Idiot.
He's not black and not Hispanic, so he's really
Blumenfeld, excuse me.
He's really on the outs with this crowd.
All right, let's listen to clip number 8 or 9, rather.
You know, all this, my goal in life is to get the three of you elected, and you know, I'm just focused on
this. This is Herrera.
I mean, we're like a little Latino caucus of our, you know, our own. Yeah. And we have to find, you know, new folks to bring in. Blumenfield was in here the other day, right? He goes, well, we're trying to bring in another Latino. Yeah. Why do we have to do that? I go, the way I see it, all of the seats are Latino.
What did he say?
He goes, oh, you got a point there. You know, what do we say? 52% of the population is Latino?
His mentors are the reason we're so f***ing gerrymandered in the Valley.
Right.
Gerrymandered. That's what, and she's used the F word a couple of times. F that guy, she said about
Blumenfield. She's a real foul-mouthed woman, isn't she?
She's particularly bitter because she used the word gerrymandered, which means she believes these districts were drawn so that the Latinos weren't going to win these council seats.
Yep.
There's only 4 of them out of 15. And you heard 52% of the population, right? They should be upwards of 7 or 8 seats, right? If you want to go by quota. And I think that explains a lot of her bitterness. But that's all they care about. Is winning and maybe getting other Latinos elected that they like, that they're on their side, that they won't stab.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Yeah. And believe, again, this is their everyday life. And everybody on the inside knows it, but nobody talks about it. And this is what infuriates me, because all we get is, by the way, last night on one of the TV channels, and I won't say which one, but they played some of the clips that we're playing, but they didn't play the real nasty stuff.
Calling a little boy names.
And... That's right. They didn't play the needs a beatdown clip about Bon and Son, that he looked like a little monkey. All the really blatant stuff, this TV station didn't play. They played one of the milder clips.
They tried to be sensitive to viewers.
Or are they trying to protect somebody here?
I don't know.
You can be sensitive. These are the words coming out of their mouths. I don't think the media has to be censoring themselves when people are reporting reality. This is the reality of how they speak. And not just how they speak, okay? Because I'm not into the language police. This is what they are. They're not about keeping the city clean and safe and useful for us.
It's about their own power.
I couldn't care less if they all got drunk.
You heard
them
say that the powerful Latino caucus in that clip there with that labor hack Herrera.
Yeah, another one. What's his job? To bring the money.
He said
in?
To get them reelected. That's what he said.
Bring the money in to finance their campaigns. That's
so you can keep feeding the union trough.
Yeah. From all the idiot union workers here in Los Angeles who finance this and vote for all these people. The whole union block is a large number of votes that all these bastards can rely on every single cycle.
When we come back, we don't know anybody more clued in to city politics than Daniel Gus and the Gus Report. He joins us next. KFI AM 640 live everywhere in the iHeartRadio app.
Deborah Mark live in the 24-hour KFI newsroom.
Let me just run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print? Or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Pistol Puma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.